Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. Listen,
this is the podcast.
We're going to give you a full good podcast today.
Oh, go on.
Okay.
Reason being, I have to go tomorrow. I have loads on. I have to get my hair cut at 20 past 10.
Okay.
And
so
I know that was a very cheeky time to add. I know I had a it's very cheeky time to book my haircut for. But the only other option was 20 to 4.
And well,
I wasn't coming back in.
Earlier and earlier.
I wasn't coming back into town.
Honestly, I was shitting myself because I was like, the only time they can fit me in for a personal training session for my boxing is a 11:15 and it's in Sandyford. I was like, yeah, I'd really need to be out of here by 11. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
but we always are.
I know, but you just wouldn't know what Callum somehow.
We always are, except for the time when you need to go. And then it's like, you will be here till 2.
But in fairness to Callum, Callum's very good when you go, I have this on. He goes, okay, we'll work around. Like, in fairness, he is good. You are good at that.
20 past 10 is a bit of a joke, though.
It is a bit of a joke. It means I have to leave at basically like 10:15.
It means you'll miss the end of the show.
No, I'll be here for that.
Sorry, I've a haircut booked at 8:30.
But we all understand.
It's for Fiona's wedding.
Yeah.
Which is a work event.
You can expense it, then.
It's a work event.
Guys, expense all your treatments that you're getting done. Honestly.
Can I bring a chair and expense? This is my favourite thing,
Callum?
Just to wind
everyone laugh at the producer's joke because he let me off.
Fuck up.
20 pounds. So good.
You.
Explain that. Explain
it. All the people coming to this wedding. The only person who's complained is you. And you know what? You can sit next door in the pub.
You can swivel.
You can sit in a pub on the fucking north side and not come to the wedding.
Hey, last week, Fiona sent a WhatsApp into our group chat being like, hey guys, I hope you don't mind, but the wedding's going to be busy. So it's standing room only, or you can go into the room next door and watch it on the big screen. And I'm okay with it. I don't
care. Then shut up.
But
shut up, because I'm not accepting jokes about the wedding. Okay?
My thing in the last week off air has been, why did Fiona not be like, so where am I sitting?
We've all been getting a great laugh out of it.
I have really been enjoying it.
That is the first time I've seen Fiona get actually annoyed.
There was one time in the office, in the open plan office a couple of days ago, where I was winding her up and then I went away to do something that I asked for, Fiona requested, and she was like, shut the fuck up, Specky Four Eyes, she called me. I started wearing glasses.
You Specky Git. You don't even need the glasses. Callum's got reading glasses. You know the ones that you wear for 5 seconds when you wear screens, but
screen is here all the time.
It's not when you're walking in the office.
It's annoying to be taking them on and off, though. I kind of get it if they're on your like.
Thank you for being on my side, Emma.
You're
on my side, which means Emma wants a chair as well.
You damage your eyes.
I'll take a chair if it's going. Yeah.
Okay, just you.
Can I bring chairs from the office? If you're worried about chairs in there,
it's BYOC.
Can I bring one of my like electric picnic camping chairs?
Can I bring my couch?
Bring a couch.
Just drive a car.
There'll probably be a skip like nearby. Just grab something out of that.
Can I bring a chair from the room next door?
You are no longer invited.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
We've been talking about Fiona's wedding on the show for months and months now, and now we're only 3 sleeps away.
Oh my God, stop. It's crazy.
Dave, in the last few minutes, just as we were prepping to come on air, went, can I help with anything?
It felt so like it was the most half-arsed thing.
Did
but
it
now
feel
I
disingenuous?
No, now I think you actually meant it.
I did mean it.
He definitely meant it.
I want
to find it by saying, if you want me to collect your auntie from the airport.
He was like, do you need me to pick up anyone or anything?
I might be sorry now. Like, you do always find stuff that you're like, oh, actually,
I need someone else to do that.
I just feel like on the day, it seems like one of those things where you'd like, oh God, I just want, I know it's so small, but I don't want to think about it, but it needs to happen. Like, say, for example, the shower curtain's not up in your hotel room or something like that.
Yeah, and that'll be you. You'd be handy like that. Like,
I'd be handy like that. Just ring me.
Do you know what is one request that I think I'm not partaking in, but Dwayne really wants? He really wants, after the like ceremony, when we get pictures, he wants Hillbilly's chicken.
Okay.
And he wants to take a picture with it. So maybe you can order the Hillbilly's.
Perfect. I can do that.
Would easy. Would that be okay?
That's your wedding present.
That's your present.
I'll go to the Walk-ins Town one because it's better than the other.
That's it. Make sure the gravy's fresh.
I'll go and collect it.
Oh no! Oh my god, stop! Then you have to go through the roundabout and everything. All you want to do is
just order on Just Eat.
Please.
Right.
And be the person to meet the delivery person.
Yeah, and have the two digits ready. Yeah, that's a bit of a hack.
So you've been the most opposite of what's often described as we call you a bit of a bride chiller rather than a bride dilly.
And that was still so good.
Have you used your one opportunity to be a bit of a bossy bee at all?
I was actually saying this to, I was getting my nails done yesterday and I was saying it to the girls there because they were saying the same, like, oh, you've been so chill. But I couldn't deal, you know when people put so much pressure on a wedding and they're like, oh, I need to start my beauty appointments 2 years in advance, I need to do this, everything. I would 100% have a nervous breakdown. So I need to just do it this way.
So you haven't been bossing
at
all.
Good. Well, who am I gonna boss? Like
me, I told you. Put them shower hooks up.
Hillbilly. Olivia Dean. Yeah. Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Talk to me. You're on. Blackpink can Jump on Spin with Back Emma, Dave and Fiona.
That's
so good, isn't it? It's so good. Does anyone know the name Patrick O'Donovan by any chance?
It sounds like the most generic Irish name in the world.
It does. Patrick O'Donovan. There's probably countless of them around. There's probably loads of Patrick O'Donovan's listening here.
Is he one of those Olympian rowers?
He's not one of those Patricks, although
I don't know if they're called Patrick, but it's giving rower from West Cork, no?
Well, this guy is,
it is
the Minister for Arts, Culture and Media.
Oh, Slay.
He's a government minister.
Ish.
And he
Slay?
Slay him?
He's making headlines over the last few days because he says that RTE should be striking while the iron is hot and make a celebrity version of the Traitors Ireland. Now, couple of points. Number one,
RTE have no money left after the Irish
they went
celebrity
all out.
Traitors.
Did you see those croissants?
Yeah, exactly. Did you see those challenges?
Yeah.
Did you see those gold blocks of wood?
Pale in comparison to the English ones, but there you go. He says he knows some treacherous former colleagues from Leinster House who'd be good in it.
Oh.
And
No one wants to see that.
Oh, no, I disagree. I think it would be like a Nigel Farage in I'm a Celeb.
Oh, did he do it as well? I only remember when Matt Hancock did it. Yeah. Did Nigel Farage
did I'm a Celeb, yeah.
Sorry, that is actually...
They always do, like, scarily well as well.
And don't they always get submitted for the Bush Tucker trial?
Yeah.
It's like, you get up there and rub your face in a rat's arse or whatever happens on it. Anyway, sorry, Emma.
I've watched it in a couple of years.
It's been a while since I've sat down to that now. Anyway, Emma, you were saying...
He was talking to The Sun. He said, I'd be at pains to say this is an editorial decision and not for me to say, but I think they should strike when the iron is hot. He said, but these types of programmes, there's only a couple of years in it. I don't agree with that.
Sure.
No, he's right though, in fairness. Like, look at Love Island. It's just...
It had two brilliant seasons.
Yeah, and then they were like, let's also do a winter one.
Well, they brained it there. But look at, like, Strictly.
Yeah.
It's 1 year.
And that's once
true.
A year, is it?
Yeah.
That's true. I just wonder, like, the format of Traitors was get a bit boring. Like, for example, I am watching the UK one at the moment, and they've been... Terrible at trying to find the traitors. They're useless. And like, I think I was making the point watching it the other day. I was like, it kind of becomes a bit boring when they're so crap. And it's also like they're spending all these time on these theories. And it's just kind of coming to show that a lot of the time they're not even valid. It's just, I don't know.
Oh no, it's so dumb. And you can tell when they're saying it, they think they're so smart.
Yeah.
And it's like, you are so wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I went on to say that Ireland is full of the kind of backstabbers who'd make great candidates for it. But I was thinking,
does he like his country at all?
I don't know.
He's a man of the people.
I just don't know.
Minister for Art.
I like
this place is toxic.
Bunch of snakes around here.
What?
I was thinking of kind of a first draft if I was in the position of casting.
Okay. Oh, go on.
The first name that came to mind.
I know you're going to say. I'd actually write down a name that I know is on the list.
Dermot Kennedy.
I know.
Not on the list.
I know exactly who's on the list. I'm going to give one name to Fiona.
Right.
That name is definitely 100%
okay,
on the list.
Of course.
Well, as soon as I thought traitors, I thought Nicky Byrne.
Nicky Byrne, okay, interesting.
I don't know why. I just think he'd be so charismatic and happy.
He'd be such a good traitor because everyone would be like, I'd never be Nicky.
Exactly.
And he'd be like,
you know, I'm going to say
he would be a good
Joanne McNally. She does all the shows.
Oh my
She'd
God, of
be
course.
Brilliant.
She'd be excellent.
In there in the mix then, because, you know, it's always great to cast people from different kind of worlds. Like Anne Doyle, I think,
Please.
Would be brilliant in there. Then throw in Jazzy.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry to laugh. Jazzy, yes.
No,
absolutely.
Jazzy and Anne Doyle.
Yeah.
This is why I think it would be a great show.
Get them in a room together.
Then imagine in the mix we throw in Zara King, right, journalist.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Then we throw in one of the Jedwards, so John or Edward.
Oh, or throw the two of them in, only one of them's a traitor.
Yeah, or throw the two of them in, but everyone thinks there's only one, and they're swapping.
Michael D, I know that's not, it would never happen, but can you just imagine him sitting around a round table?
Oh my God, he would put everyone to shame.
And then again, just the pizzazz and the defence around that round table, a bit of James Cavanaugh.
Ah, the one name I said you didn't say.
You didn't say Dave's. What, go on.
Maura Higgins.
I didn't even think of her.
I thought she'd be top of your list.
Wouldn't she be brilliant?
She'd be so good.
Now,
nah, she's not that good.
Why are you telling her that?
She's actually on the US Traitors.
Maura Higgins?
In the next season, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Sorry, she is killing it over
because
there.
Because she is the
host of Love Island USA.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't realise
I'm hurt by that.
Yeah.
Hold on, she's too big for us.
She's too big for us.
Can you imagine seeing that in there?
Yes.
That'd be class.
Her outfits alone.
Anyway, like we said, they spent too much on croissants. Never mind. This is your country on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. How are you? I can't remember when we were talking about this. Sometime last week, like kind of when we were finishing off the show. Obviously, I was a big fan of October in its entirety.
Yes,
you were. And Halloween and my birthday and everything else that comes with it.
It's funny because I was thinking about Joni over the weekend and I was thinking about a horror movie that I actually did want to watch.
What one?
It.
Oh my God. It's really, actually, it got kind of mixed reviews. I liked it. I thought it was really scary and jumpy.
Interesting.
It too was crap.
Okay.
But It, the book, is like...
It's so funny when you say, It too was crap. I'm like, as in,
I know.
Yeah,
It also.
Yeah.
But It, the book, I've never been Stephen King.
Stephen King, yeah.
I've never realised you could be so scared of a book. Like, there's jump scares. Like, I remember reading it on a plane years ago and being like, and also, I was reading it on holidays, and as I was reading it, the book was like coming apart. Like, it was like
falling
the cover was falling off and everything.
My God.
And if you know about the clown, it's scary. But anyway, you should watch it.
Okay.
And I'll watch it with you because I like when people who don't watch horror watch it and get scared. I can't remember when we were talking about this, but we're talking about November and like the Dead People Association.
I just remember like being an Irish Catholic.
Of
when
course.
You go to Mass.
Proud
it was
Catholic.
Like November. It was because I think I said All Hallows Eve. And then I said, so what is November 1st All Hallows?
So November 1st is All Saints Day, the Feast of All Saints, which is like a Catholic thing. I think they must have brought this in Ireland now after all those pagans were like going mad on Halloween and like carving into turnips and, you know, contacting the dead and all
Shouting
this stuff.
Shouting the banshees.
Literally. And then the Christians were like, right, let's do All Saints Day to banish all that stuff and we'll think about all the saints.
Okay,
that's
very
November
good.
1st. November 2nd is All Souls Day, which is kind of like, stop milking it now. So the All Saints Day is when
they're really trying to calm everyone
down.
They
really are. Yeah. So like November 1st is like the saints and the souls come together. And then November 1st is really just the day for the dead people.
Okay.
It's like is our time to shine. Your granny, your whoever, let them have their moment in the sun. And then, like, obviously here in Ireland, we seem to do, like, the whole of November is, like, remembrance.
Yeah, and I remember going to Mass, it used to be, like, a thing where it was, like, you know, every week you'd have, like, give up your people who have died and, and you'd say a prayer for them and light a candle.
Yeah, like, if you're saying a Mass in someone's name or whatever, do you know when you do that, that'd be real November vibes. Or if you're going, like, blessing the graves and stuff. Like, if you have, like, a local town newsletter, there's probably Blessing of the Graves on it for this month. So it's not like an official association, but I think it's just kind of trickled down. Like it's not like officially the month of the dead, but I think like in Ireland it's just trickled down from All Saints and All Souls and like people get involved. Knock
it's a big month for them.
Okay.
And then I was like, is it the, like my Google is so cursed, like probably from all these searches. It's not the month of the dead in every country.
Oh.
Not everyone does it, but obviously all the kind of Catholic countries, it's like big. And do you know, like Mexico, like the Dia de los Muertos.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
Well,
that movie Coco.
Of course. So the Day of the Dead, that's celebrated on November 1st and 2nd. And that's when... See, they have the crack with the dead people. They're like, let's paint a skull and let's like have
really
a vibe.
Cool. Really cool.
And that's why those like little candy... Like they're called candy skulls because the smaller ones are made of like sugar paste and kids can eat them. But the older ones are for... The bigger ones are for commemorating the dead. In Europe, Italy and Poland celebrate All Souls Day, Giorno dei Morti and Zaduski. Apologies for that pronunciation. And they do kind of the same as us, ceremonies, lighting candles, decorating graves and all that. And then in the Philippines, it's Undas, which is on November 1st and 2nd. And then other countries do it at different times. But then we were talking about Kulchi Christmas, which I really thought happened in November. If you don't remember Kulchi Christmas... It's the day off. It's like a random day that you
it's
get
It's always
off.
The 8th of December, I thought.
But you don't actually... Who gives the do that day off?
Well, now... So, okay. So, the day off was for... The Feast of the Immaculate Conception, if that rings a bell.
Of course.
So that was a real quick turnaround for Jesus coming.
Mm.
Feast of the Immaculate Conception happened on the 8th, 31st, or 25th of December. The baby's here.
Very quick gestational period.
Do you know what
there,
I mean? Yeah. It's fast for Mary. But I thought that happened in November just because, like, shopping-wise, like, if you're only starting your Christmas shopping on the 8th of December, like, that's too late, girls.
And I think they got the day off and then people just happened to be like, right, well, will we go to Dublin and go and shop?
And do our bits. But apparently it's not really a thing anymore, obviously, with online shopping and stuff. Like, people don't care. And I looked up, do people still get the December the 8th off in schools? And apparently not. No, schools in Ireland do not typically close on December 8th as a matter of course anymore, even though it is a holy day of obligation. Bit of shade off Google there, saying really you should be closed. RIP Kulchi Christmas, not really a thing. And shout out to dead people in November. think of your dead
I've
people.
Always said that.
Do you know who's dead? That person in your life.
And this is the time to remember.
Light a candle for them.
Even though it's the 3rd of November, we're still talking about Halloween.
Fair enough, though. It was only on Friday.
It was only on Friday. I never really got to talk about it because I kind of told everyone. Now, I'm sorry to the people of this road, of Palmerston Road in Dublin 6, but I feel like I might be the at fault for the reason it's so busy. Is because last year and this year, I was like, go to Palmerston Road at Halloween. It's class.
Palmerston Road is the session.
This the session. But I remember even as a kid, like it was always like, oh yeah, go to Palmerston Road.
Yeah.
As like a kid, even
just to kind of see.
Living in Mead, it was always like,
get yourself
to Palmerston Road. So we'd go to like our family house, our family friends, and we'd go and have a look.
But sorry now, if you're going to be putting on such an amazing display of decorations and stuff, you're looking for a bit of attention.
This was the thing.
I think so, yeah.
I think people just like, you know, making kids' dreams come true. Right. I don't know. But like some of these houses were professionally decorated to look like houses that were out of Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town or any of these Disney Channel Halloween, you know, estates or whatever. Yeah. They looked fantastic. And it wasn't the usual like, you know, oh, there's a projector of a ghost going around. Or there wasn't the usual like... crappy cobweb, you know what I mean? That we used to have in like the 90s and stuff like that. This was like proper real stuff. It looked like giant spiders on the houses. All of the bulbs in the house were like red in a certain house like a haunted like devil's house or whatever. The costumes around the south side are just insane. Like from when I was growing up, you made all your costumes.
Whether it's like black bag
out of everything. Whether it's these days, like there's kids running around like holding dinosaurs or they're the dinosaur.
I love those.
Or
they're holding their own head down at their chest.
That one is so cool.
Incredible.
Like some of them are so creative, but like I'm like that's nuts as a costume.
It's wild.
But some of them actually terrifying as well. Like and they know it as well. That's what I don't like. The kids. Some of the kids because they're so cocky.
The little feckers,
and they're going around and trick or treating with their friends. And they think they're class, and they are in fairness. But then you come up to you, and there was one guy in like a full blown. You know, did you ever see like Ammo? people or camo people in like an army, and they're like in a bush and they're dressed as a bush.
Yes, he was
a full blown bush.
Oh my god, he's that bush guy.
He wasn't the bush guy. He was, or maybe it was his child. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, the spawn of Satan.
But we were walking. Me and my mates were walking from like around my area, and we were going down into town, and we were like, right, before we go into town, we'll walk through Palmerston. It took us 45 minutes because we were over and back on each side of the road, just having a look at all the houses. The interesting thing about that road is all of the steps up to the houses are like filled with decorations, so you can't get up there. And I realised then, these people have two doors.
Oh wow! You can enter through the cellar, darling.
You can enter through the cellar, darling.
Oh wow! They don't
use their front door. Wow. Isn't that nuts?
So, if you were going to trick or treat, do you go down to the basement? Famously, you should not do that on Halloween.
But there's also quite a famous couple who live on this road, right?
Okay.
And I remember seeing her put up on Instagram or something before, and they spent like £500 on Halloween sweets, and it was all gone in like an hour. Like all these people who, when we were walking up the road. And we were like, huh, any sweets on the go? They were like, lads, we're all out. I was like, it's not
no
even
way.
7 o'clock. Like,
I suppose it's like when the house is that decorated, you know that like you're going to get some good stuff.
And then it won't just be like a multi-pack stuff. You might get the twirl with two sticks.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine that this celebrity couple who live on this road are just getting a load, because we stopped outside their house just to see the amount of people who were
really
trying. And I could just tell like some of the moms are going to be like, go in there, go in, have a look. See if you can use the bathroom or something. Go in there. Go on.
Tell me, is there panelling on the walls?
Yeah. I'll go on TikTok live. You go in.
Yeah. And tell me what colour has she painted the kitchen?
Did she go for a duck?
Can we come in for a look? It looks lovely from out here.
Oh, sage green. That's lovely.
Coming up on 10 to 8, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Justin Bieber now.
Brian's still in bed, I see.
Tricky.
Are you ready? Whoa. I've had people come up to me on the street telling me how much they love the Tricky 10.
I was shaking your hand. Congratulations. You.
In the Two Sisters pub on Friday night, and I got feedback from someone about the game.
Really? Wow. I hope good feedback.
Good feedback.
Interesting.
Yeah, perfect time from apparently in the car listening.
If you have been living under a rock, the Tricky 10 is our brand new game where you can win a money cannot buy prize, okay? This is a Fuzzy's Charge Snuddy. We want to get you all cozy and warm for winter, but you have to top our leaderboard. It's genuinely a lot easier than it sounds. Like some of the questions are not that tricky.
Not
Let's put
tricky.
It out there. Let's for an example.
If I have half a dozen eggs, how many do I have?
Six.
The Three Arena and the IFSC are both located in which Dublin postal district?
One.
I mean, come on.
I mean, not too bad at all, okay? So if you think you can top our leaderboard, don't just sit there and enjoy the game and be like, oh, I'll just listen today. Don't be one of those people.
No.
Get involved.
just
get involved.
Put your money where your mouth is. You don't have to pay anything.
Come on and have a chat with us.
Yeah.
Answer a couple of simple questions. You might be really warm this winter because of it.
Yeah.
Okay, all you got to do is Tricky in a WhatsApp. The number is 087 711 1038. Get involved.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
Like, if you're not involved, what are you?
Get involved.
You're not involved. And no one wants to be that.
No, lame.
See him? He's not involved.
That fella
terrible.
Over there is involved, though. I like him.
And look, he's a legend. You're one. Not involved.
Not involved.
Oh. No crack.
I would hate not be involved.
Oh, my God, Sam.
How embarrassing. Coming up on 8. What's the crack out there, Alex?
Morning. Spin. 1038. Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, how are you?
Hey,
hello.
Good morning.
Had a bit of a Saturday of dreams. Haven't done anything like this in a while. Do you know that weekends are so busy? You're always got something on.
Yeah.
Whereas Friday met the girls, so I was not feeling very well, to say the least, on Saturday. And I did not leave the couch apart from to go to the toilet and the sink.
Oh,
absolutely glorious.
It was.
You don't want to get those two mixed up, though.
No, you don't.
I was saying the best night ever to go out is a Friday.
Yeah, because then you have the whole weekend.
Whole weekend.
I was
just
fresh
recuperate.
As a daisy yesterday morning, like Sunday morning, up at the crack of dawn, like up out walking out, you know,
so nice. I saw your picture with Seamus. Was that from yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah, I did the dog on it on Friday, and I was like, great, I have all of Saturday. And then by about 5 o'clock on Saturday, I started to feel better, so I went out and did the exact same thing.
Oh, Dave,
too close to the sun.
All of Sunday, I was just like, oh, why did I do this?
I kind of have discovered as well, because you know the way you kind of have to, if you can't beat them, join them, or whatever the expression is. The amount of sport on in my house at the weekend. All the Premier League, like living with Jack since March. Before that was always living with the girls. And a day like that on the couch would definitely have been more entertaining in terms of the TV offering.
Or do you just get to go on your phone?
But you know what? Because it's so boring, it's kind of soothing.
You just get to
watch
off
the ball moving around and go, ah.
Oh, God,
no.
You really were in bits.
Literally, it was like, ah. No. Oh, silly. Oh, that was good. That was silly.
I'd take a nap.
This is incredible marketing for football. I might watch.
It was like, you know, he was like, it was honestly just like, you know, one of those, like, what are they called? They're like the ball on the string that is like the weightiest thing.
Yeah, like on the people have at their office desk.
Yeah.
In like movies from
the
80s.
I felt like my eyes were just one side to the other. Oh, no.
You're like a cat following a laser.
Yeah. Honestly. There's lots to be said for it.
I've been living in my house for over 3 years now with the same, kind of basically the same housemates, maybe
same
one or two is gone.
Group.
But the same ragtag group I've been living with for the last 3 years. And it was only something that happened on Friday that I was like, I don't think I live in a normal house. As Emma always describes my house, it's like the cast of Friends.
Yes.
We all hang out, we all go out together, and we just all enjoy each other's company.
You're very lucky in that regard, because it takes a while to find housemates that you love.
I don't know anyone else like you and your housemates.
Really?
As my partner Dwayne said before, why is Dave and his housemates always on a J1? Like, you're just always like doing something together.
Yeah. I knew from the second I moved into this house that it wasn't going to be like a normal just tenancy. From the second I moved in, I brought my electric scooter, and when I went on holidays, I came back to it under a blanket on a pillow. So it was just one of those things where I was like, I'm not in a normal house.
Yeah.
And what happened on Friday made me go, oh my God, I'm really, really not in a normal house. As we all know, I bought a new car.
Mm-hmm.
I went, and on Friday morning, I was heating up the car before I went to work.
For his little bottom.
Yeah,
lovely.
That's it. And then I sat in the car and I looked down and I could see a face, and I was just like, oh, I must have dropped like a magazine or something.
Famously, you buy so many.
I don't know. And I looked down, and Daniel O'Donnell, the country singer from Donegal, is just staring me in the face. And I was like, they've bought me Daniel O'Donnell car mat for the driver's side of my thing, and I thought that was gas. And
this
then
is when you were getting into the car, like before 6 a.m.
This is at 5:30, yeah.
Oh,
and I was kind of, I just started laughing. I was like, ah, they're gas. And then I looked at my passenger seat side, and there was another Daniel O'Donnell. And I was going, no, they've hardly. And I got out of the car and I opened the back door, and there's two more Daniel O'Donnell. They bought me a full set of Daniel O'Donnell car mattresses.
And what's amazing about your housemates are there's probably zero link or rhyme or reason for it. It's
nothing.
That's random.
They saw it on TV and were like, that's gas.
I need them. So
and he has a new car, so let's buy it. Honestly, they would spend any amount of money for a joke. And I can also agree to saying I did the same thing for a joke, but first, Callum.
Would you be mad that because they went in your car, they took your car keys and put the mats in the car?
You wouldn't be worried about that, would
I
you?
Wouldn't mind that. It's better than the last time they took my car keys.
Oh.
The last time they took my car keys, I was asleep, and it was like, you know, 2 a.m. and they were just up and they were chilling, and they were like, do you know, it'd be really, really funny if we took Dave's car out of the driveway, turned it 180 degrees and put it back in the driveway. So I woke up facing the wall. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, who turned my... Did I sleepwalk and turn my car 180 degrees?
That is so good.
No, they did it. And it's just like harmless jokes.
Very, very creative.
But as I said, we wouldn't be sure to spend the money for a joke. So me and Ben went to Lanzarote a couple of years ago. And what we decided to do was to spend €50 each on tat, Lanzarote tat. The only rule was that it had to say Lanzarote on it.
Yes.
And then every so often, we'd play a song, Just Can't Get Enough, and it'd start off with duh, 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 duh. And when that song plays, Linda knows she's getting a bit of Lanzarote tat. So it could be at random points throughout the year.
So it goes on forever.
It was meant to go up to her 30th, which was last April. We're still giving her presents. We're just sitting there. It'll be a random Wednesday. Linda will be like, right, you know what? I'm going to go to bed early, and we'll go, just hang on a second there. Duh, 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 duh. And we start, and she's like, oh, for God's sake, so far we've given her a Lanzarote towel, we've given her beach sand, we've given her a keyring, we've given her magnets, we've given her another keyring, we've given her a coaster, we've given her a beach towel, a tea towel, a spoon, everything says Lanzarote.
Please say you got her one of the bottle openers that are.
Yeah, of course.
Shaped.
Yeah, it looks like there is a Lanzarote like shrine in my house.
That's so good.
So that's the kind of vibe I'm living with and have been living with for 3 years. And I will say, long live it.
Long
live the tenancy.
And long may it last, lads. Yeah.
It's so good. If they want to like outdo themselves with the Daniel O'Donnell thing, they should wrap your car. You know, like JoJo Siwa's car. That's just all herself. And they should do that, but it should be all Daniel O'Donnell.
Yeah,
or
enough.
All you.
One of my favourite ones was when we were on the M50 on the way to Galway, and it was in a storm. And we were like, is it still windy? I don't know. And I'd roll down all the windows, and Linda was in the back going, Jesus! We do it every 10 minutes.
And no Brooke Boy is on spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hello.
No back.
Tricky. Welcome on in to a brand new week and a brand new round of the Tricky 10. We launched this game on the show only 2 or 3 weeks ago. We've already given away two of our brand new, very cozy, fuzzy, charged snooties. Another one to go on Friday if you can top the leaderboard.
Ooh.
On to give this a go this morning is Patrick on his way to work. What do you do for work, Patrick?
I work in marketing.
Marketing. So do you think... what's your view on the fuzzy charged snootie for our marketing?
Yeah, do you think we're marketing ourselves well?
It's brilliant. I have a fully charged sweater kind of thing, cozy. The Cozy Crew thing I won years ago was the best.
No way!
Oh my God, you got to get all the merch. Yeah. I love it.
You're a collector, yeah. Patrick.
Ash Ketchum, got to catch them all.
That's amazing.
Okay, and did you get up to watch over the weekend?
No, I laid low. It's going to get busy now in the next few weeks, so I just decided to find out.
Yeah,
I didn't get a
Fred
again ticket, so I
was
gutted.
Yeah, same. You and everyone.
I don't know a single person that got them.
I know a girl who got 8 tickets.
What?
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
I know, I actually want to...
Is it Fred again's mother?
No, one of the girls.
Fred again. But guys, listen, who cares? You weren't able to take videos of it. Yeah. Like, did it really
Were
happen?
You really there?
Right,
Patrick, before we kick off this, who do you want to ask the questions? It's Emma, Dave or Fiona.
Sure, we'll go, Dave. Go on.
Me. All right, happy days.
Okay, Patrick, so how it's going to work, we are going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and we're in those 55 seconds, we're going to ask you 10 questions, all right? Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard, which you automatically will because you're the first one to play today, if you have it topped by the end of the week, you're going to win a brand new fuzzy charged snootie to add to your crew neck, and you can even layer them on top of each other. You'd be absolutely sweating, but we support that.
Okay.
The very best of luck.
All right, Patrick. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What Irish pop group had a song called There's a Whole Lot of Lovin' Going On?
6.
Smithfield and Stonybatter fall under what Dublin postal district?
3.
The Michelin star restaurant on Parnell Square is called Chapter What?
1.
A pentagon has how many sides?
5.
How many times have Galway won the All-Ireland football final?
6.
The word toothpaste has how many letters in it?
10.
Since 2020, how many solo studio albums has Sabrina Carpenter released?
4.
In tennis, how many players would be on the court in a singles match?
2.
A spider has how many legs?
8.
What number is Cahir in English?
4.
Stop the clock.
Wow, okay.
How do you think you did, Patrick?
I had one repetition there anyway.
What was the one that you repeated?
I repeated something about 4 because Cahir came up for 4, but I said 4 for something else. Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, maybe.
I think you did very well. Let's just check in and see what you got up on the scoreboard.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Beautiful. That's really very good.
Amazing. Very good. Okay. Stunning start to the week, Patrick.
Yeah,
let's
very
just
good.
Go back over what you might have missed. Smithfield and Stonybatter fall under what postal Dublin postal district? What we're looking for there is 7. How many times have Galway won the All-Ireland football final? It was more than you gave them. They actually have won it 9 times by now. Since 2020 then, the only other one that you missed was how many solo studio albums has Sabrina Carpenter released? Well, we got going to get the 4 away in the 5 years. She has released 3.
Ah.
Really good going. Good start to the week. Well done, Patrick. And thanks
so
for coming on.
Thanks for Patrick. And did you enjoy it? Do you think people should get involved for this game?
Yeah, that's a good game.
That is a good game.
What's the slogan you would do in your marketing expertise?
I would just say get tricky with the lads.
Get tricky with it.
With the lads. Very good. And before you've even started the working day, okay, we're gonna earmark that for sure.
We can't pay you for that one though, Patrick. Sorry about that. Listen, Patrick, have a great day.
Well done.
Right.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. I think I prefer get involved.
Get involved.
My favourite thing Dave says.
Get tricky with the lads or
get tricky.
Get involved.
What about get tricky by getting involved?
Nah, either way, whatever it is, all you got to do is tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Come on, you've just seen how easy it is. And this coming Friday, you could be winning a money cannot buy prize in that fuzzy charge snooty. So if you would like to, tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Get involved.
And this is the quiz that this morning is going to have. There's a whole lot of loving in your head for the day.
I know. What a gift to us all.
If we were a proper station, we'd be able to play that song.
I know, but we are going to play Lady Gaga.
Well, I'm going to sing There's a Whole Song.
It is the 3rd of November, so I'm going to give a trigger warning, but this crap starts now.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. All the Christmas bells, Santa, woo.
I can tell reindeer. You're very excited.
Well, you see, this is where I'm at, right? I need a bit of help from you listening this morning on the show. And I think this is very important because it's kind of going to set up a frame of mind for me for the next 2 months, realistically. Just to bring you back, I've never really been a big Christmas fan, right? Okay? I don't like, same with birthdays, I don't like anything that puts pressure on you have to
Emma
have a
hates
great day.
Celebrating. Yeah. Hates it.
I think you like when it's just spontaneous.
Exactly. If someone says, do you want to go out tonight? And you're like, yeah, whatever. And you go out and it's one of the best nights ever. That's great. I don't like, see this date in the calendar. See this one.
You have to have the best day.
You need to be in really good form and you have to be really happy and you have to be, right? And I don't like that.
Fair.
I always find those days then very disappointing.
Yes.
Because then something goes wrong and you feel it more than you usually do. I don't think I've got through a birthday without crying.
No.
Yeah, because you're like, I should be having the best time.
It's too much pressure. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So we started this show, Dave and I, back in 2023. Mm-hmm. And I was very scroogey that year to the point where I found it really difficult to get excited about Christmas. And I was known as a bit of a Scrooge on this show.
Okay.
And some people were kind of into that because they might have been. We're a minority. But we're an important
minority. You know who's really into it? My mother.
Your mom, Grania.
Yeah, mom doesn't like Christmas either.
She's a bit of me.
She's not into it. Okay, very good, very good.
But then there were some allegations made on the show from people listening that I was bringing down the Christmas energy, I was bringing a bad vibe, and I was negative.
I mean, there's plenty...
Which is my job!
There's plenty of places you can go for Christmas spirit.
Exactly.
Like we need representation for the other side.
When you're just trying to get out of Dundrum car park in September and you see the ground floor of Brown Thomas through the window and the Christmas decorations up, I get really furious.
When you see those snowmen with a death wish, it's like too soon for you guys.
I get
honestly,
angry.
Get down. Mm-hmm. Get down.
Get down. But then 2024 Christmas came around last year and I was asked again in this position, are you still going to be a Scrooge? Are you going to take the feedback from last year that you're a bad vibe?
It's kind of like a general election or a presidential election. It's like, Emma Nolan, who are you backing? Who are you backing? Are you Grinch this year or are you Santa this year?
Yeah. Okay, so this is really exciting.
Right? So last year I fell in love. Right?
Aww.
Yeah. And I know.
Everyone.
And I did. And it was
Christmas.
My first Christmas with Jack and it was all romantic and over and back to England and what would you like for Christmas and down to the family and Granny wants to see her on Christmas. I got on board, okay?
You did, in fairness. You did very well.
I did very well last year. I wasn't negative once. I got really into it. I got a few bitches about decorations up too early and things. Mm-hmm. But other than that, overall, I was pleasant, I think, about Christmas.
Oh, good.
Didn't annoy anyone.
I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Dave.
You were very, very
I think
pleasant.
That's a good way to do it, to see how you'll feel each year. Mm. Don't be like, I am Christmas person, or don't be like, I hate it. You're living in the moment, and I respect
that.
I think she needs
a year off. Personally.
Okay, cancel.
I gave it a lot last year, in fairness.
You did give it a lot last year. You deserve a year off.
Here's where I'm at this point. I can't decide, so I want you listening to decide for me.
Okay.
Okay, it's very good.
You're going to be, bear in mind, I'll give the argument for both sides. You're going to be, this for the negative, right? If you think I should state the negative side of things about Christmas. You're going to be inundated with Christmas stuff no matter where you go. It's going to be love, happy, happy, happy on TikTok, on Instagram, on the radio, on podcasts. Everywhere you go is going to be like insane Christmas stuff from now until the 25th. Bear that in mind. So it might be nice to have someone on the other side of things going, everyone calm down.
Yeah.
Or do you really want some negative energy on the radio about a time of year that you absolutely love and enjoy and you already have the Christmas decorations up and Santa is coming and the world is so exciting and hopeful again? Don't bring the vibe down, Emma. You know, that's other side of things. So the way we're going to vote on this, and I'll take this stance and I'll run with it. Majority rules here. Santa in a WhatsApp voice note, give your reasons as well, or just a text. Santa in a WhatsApp if you want me to get on board, and Scrooge in a WhatsApp if you want me to not get on board.
And you may be thinking, oh, this doesn't really affect me whether Emma Nolan likes Christmas or not. Yes, it does, because you listen to this radio show. Okay,
every
so for the next 2 months, whenever the C word is mentioned, we're either going to get a woo or we're going to get a ugh. And that'll affect us all.
It will. So think
I don't
think
like
about
too much
us.
Positivity. Whereas I know Fiona's pro-Christmas. I'm pro-Christmas as well, but I'm a little bit more like,
Yeah.
Let's calm it down.
I'm pro, but I think at the moment it goes on too long. When it starts in November, it's just, you're actually a
exhausted.
Bit fatigued.
It starts in September.
Do you know what I always think about? Do you know about a boy? Do you know the quote? Because he's like rich because his dad wrote the Christmas song. Yeah. And it's like playing in the shop and he's like, November the sodding 19th, 6 months before. Why am I doing a Peep Show impression? But anyway, and now it starts way earlier
way
than
early.
November the sodding 19th.
Some people are incredibly passionate about Christmas and they might be furious with me if I take a negative stance on this. So if you want me to be very pro-Christmas and happy, and I'll force it out of myself for the next few months, that is Santa in a WhatsApp right now. Please get your voice notes in and your reasoning. And if you, again, you want a devil's advocate and someone to go, everyone calm down, that is Scrooge in a WhatsApp now, please.
Keep in mind, though, the positive Santa people are going to be the ones screaming for Santa.
Yeah.
So if you're anti-Santa, you need to get on this.
If you're a neggy queen, weigh in.
Yes.
Scrooge in a WhatsApp, Santa in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. And we're in November now, so it's going to be coming out of your fridge. Christmas.
Whether you like it or not.
I was always a little bit of a Scrooge about Christmas. 2 years ago on the show, the feedback from people listening was, Emma's a bit negative about Christmas. She's bringing the vibe down. Grand.
That was even before you had a stance on it. You just genuinely didn't like it.
And then last year, I got all into it. And I said, I'm not going to bring that negative energy to the show. So I can't really decide what to do this year, because I do realise that there are some people, we're a small community of people who aren't the biggest Christmas fans, but hopefully we can make some noise, and it might be nice for you to have someone on the air who's not doing all the constant like Christmas stuff with positivity, essentially. So I asked you this morning to get in touch with Santa or Scrooge and essentially decide what my stance is this year.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it going to be? What will we bring? Margarita is there. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. Margarita, what do you think? Should Emma be pro Christmas? Should she be anti-Christmas? Are you Santa or are you Scrooge?
I'm Santa, definitely.
Santa. Ooh. Margarita, there's something about your energy that I knew it was going to be Santa.
I could tell you were coming on this call to fight.
Go on. Why? Yes. Explain your reasoning.
I lost too many people through my life.
Okay.
So I always, when I came to Ireland, I decided that I don't like Halloween.
Okay.
I don't like the vibe.
Right.
Okay.
I don't like have like the graves on the the gardens and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Negative vibe.
So what I do is I just set up my Christmas tree and everything Christmas on my light on my house.
Okay.
So the kids come and see good things, not bad things.
So how long have you had your Christmas decks up, Margarita?
Every year, 15th of October.
No.
My God.
That is commitment
so
to the cause.
You're trying to spread a bit of positivity when you think there's some negative aspects to Halloween. Well, that's lovely.
Exactly.
Well, wow.
Well, how do I go Scrooge?
you've put her in a tough position there, Margaret. You've done very well.
Yeah, we can't really argue now with anything you've just said.
And I think you knew what you were doing with that, and I respect it a lot.
Thanks, Margarita. Have
Margarita.
A great day. And,
no
happy, and a happy
have a
Christmas.
Nice day, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye, bye-bye. So Santa or Scrooge and a WhatsApp voice note's coming in.
Scrooge! Christmas, Valentine's, all of it is a scam. It's just to make money, to drain every last euro and penny out of you that they can for capitalism. Don't celebrate Christmas. Be the Scrooge.
I like
that. Okay, interesting.
We take a very capitalist stance here.
This into...
I love Christmas.
I'm happy for you. That's really good. So I'm
wow, the people are passionate.
I love Christmas.
Is this that all?
As well?
Santa all the way. Woohoo! Ho,
Okay, people are ready for this.
Right. Okay, listen, you're going to decide the fate of the vibe on the show for me for the next 2 months. Is it going to be Christmas, Christmas, Christmas? Or is it going to be, we're talking about Christmas again, are we?
Listen, either way, whatever one you go with, I'll do the opposite.
The votes are in.
I don't have to take a stance. It's great.
You've been voting for Santa or Scrooge, and I can reveal with 72% of the votes.
That's too high. That's too high to be negative. I'm worried now.
Emma Nolan.
Ooh.
This year, you are Mrs. Claus herself. Yeah. She's Santa.
Emma, you're going to be so busy.
I'm happy for that
guy.
I'm happy for Margarita as well.
Go on, Margarita.
Fine. Through gritted teeth, I won't spread any negativity.
But you know what? Whenever you need a bit of negativity, you just squeeze me and I'll be like, ugh, Christmas, gross.
But sorry, can we keep those?
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
We need to keep I Love Christmas, man, every day. We need to play that every day.
I Love Christmas.
It's my favourite. The opening of the show. Sure.
I Love Christmas.
It's like Father Jack. I love my break.
Let's go. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello. How are you?
What?
Hey.
How are we?
Sorry to use this platform for my own gain.
That's what I do every day. Follow me on Instagram at Mr. David Hammond.
Question. Anyone without power this morning?
Oh.
Yeah. No power.
I just got a text from Jack, who's my boyfriend, and he said, power's gone. And I had, you know, the immediate panic going, did I pay the bill?
Yeah, I was about to say, did you not pay your bill?
Went straight over to my AIB app. Yep, we are paid up as of last week. All good. And I said, are the fuses up? Yeah, all good. Anyone in the South Dublin area without power this morning? Not ideal for people working from home.
What
I'm on
lava.
The ESB networks.
You're
going
to have to go into the office, lads.
Ooh. Oh, no. God.
That is gross. Mm-mm. That is. That's the only way you can get away with it now, isn't it? Because, you know, with obviously working from home, there's no excuses to not get the job.
Why is it?
COVID.
There was no, like, there's no wind. There was no, it was quite warm this morning.
I thought it was really windy when I left my house this morning. Yeah. Because I still have a little Halloween lad hanging off the front door and it was like ricketing around the
place.
Are
we getting the end of that hurricane?
Oh, maybe.
The one in Jamaica.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. God bless you. You're falling apart.
I am, yeah.
No power.
Go on, Callum, you legend. Here I am trying to get an update from the ESB and he has it.
The Power Check website is phenomenal. Fair play to you, ESB. According to the internet, there are 2,306 customers affected in the Dundrum area with power outages. I kind of went around where you live, Emma, and there's nothing major at fault around that area, but there is saying about 2,000 homes around the Dundrum area, which is close to Emma.
You are in the Dundrum area.
You are. That area would be nothing without you. And they say when it will be back.
11 o'clock. There's also 2,100 customers at fault in the Bellegarde Tala area.
Oh my God, lads, this is like the reason I got into radio. Let's start telling people what schools are closed because of the snow.
Everyone's school is closed. Let's all go home.
That's really catchy, that.
I love Zane's voice.
Oh, it's so nice to have his
voice.
It's
so different, isn't it? Like, it's so recognisable.
That's it. It stands out from the crowd big time, yeah. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
How are you getting on? Guys, I don't know if you saw this video over the weekend. Apparently there was a lion on the loose in County Clare.
How does this happen, like?
I don't know.
In Clare?
In County Clare. Oh, this is what I was going to ask. If you were a lion, what county in Ireland would you go on the loose? But now I've already spoiled it. Damn it!
What do you mean you've already spoiled it?
Because I've told you it's Clare.
It's in Clare. Well, no, but if I was a lion,
I'd go to Rochford.
Very good.
I really was.
I'd go to Podleash.
Podleash. Yeah. Like from Cavan. I go to Podleash.
I think if I was a lion, I'd have to be in the Midlands because I think they don't like the sea, do they?
Oh, so true.
So it might be that little bit warmer.
They're more of a foresty vibe, like maybe Offaly or something.
Oh, Callum,
like
go on.
I'd go to Mayow.
Very good, Callum. Well done. That beats everyone.
I know Ireland well.
You do. You had to Google name and Irish county. Yeah. Very good. But apparently there's been a lion, and it does look like a lion if you see the video. I saw it on the Irish Independent. It's been shared loads of places.
If you type in
Lion Clare to Instagram, you'll see it.
I thought it was just clickbait because I was like, surely there can't possibly be a lion in this country. Like, unless someone brought home, like,
like smuggled home a, like an embryo?
Yeah. Like, well, no, I'm like, did it escape from a zoo? I'm like, did it escape from Fota Wildlife Park? Because they're very lax security there. And like everyone's out in the open. So I'm like, did the lion take himself out of Fota?
And well, take surely Fota knows as someone that...
Maybe, but maybe it's too late. So if you see the back of this lion's arse going into the forest, it has one of those lion-y tails that's like, you know, bald, and then it has the little fur at the bottom.
The little bush.
Tuft.
Yes, the tuft. So I'm really thinking... real lion, okay? So there's been obviously like a lot of speculation about this, and Gardaí have confirmed to several outlets that they have received reports of a large animal in the wooded area at Mount Shannon in County Clare, but it's not clear what kind of animal it is, right? Because they want to...
could it be though?
They want to avoid a scandal. But like either that or wolves are back, and neither is great, okay?
I'd love if wolves were back.
Well, yeah. Well, let's. I'll have a word with the wolf master. So
imagine we just became a country that had lions now
and tigers
and bears. Oh my!
Oh my! So there, this video that's doing the rounds. It was captured by a driver working with forest manager John O'Reilly in the area, who reported his sighting to a local Garda station.
There's always a John O'Reilly in the area, isn't there?
Obviously, they're all like if you're looking for someone to
John O'Reilly.
Out, John O'Reilly. So naturally, this driver did the only appropriate thing to do when you see a lion wandering into the woods, which is this. He gave the lion a little beep.
I wonder if the lion ever heard a beep.
No, he didn't. Like,
it's a friendly little beep. Yeah. Like as if to say, oh, I know you're on your phone.
Sorry,
like,
there.
The light's green.
The light's
now.
Green there.
It's a toot-toot, isn't it? How are you, lion?
It's a very fair play to you there, lion. I won't be bothering you. And then he just continues.
Now, can
driving.
I ask a question that might be an obvious one? Is it AI?
Well, the reason I don't think it's AI is because the video quality is very crap. So, like, if it was AI, it'd be really good. And the driver has said, while they're not sure what kind of animal was, the video was not AI, it was real, quotes. So there you go. I doubt you, straight from the horse's mouth.
Catherine just WhatsApped in there saying it is AI.
Oh, is it?
How does she know?
I don't know. Well, can you verify your sources, please, Catherine?
Please, Catherine, because this is on several news sites.
That's the thing Fiona should have done. And
the driver said it was real.
Tell him the listener. No, you need to come to us with your source.
Yeah, dude.
We're the news.
Tell me now.
We're the media. And we're like, it might be AI, it might not be. Well, and a random listener's like, yeah, it is. How do you know?
Well, we're not the only ones reporting on this. And the driver man said it was real. And I trust him. Toot toot.
Toot toot.
But I was thinking.
Two hugs, John.
We do have to remember that some of these news outlets that are reporting it as fact are the same ones who thought that there was, you know, remember the whole.
The Port Mariner
beach.
Oh, okay. But really quickly, just to say, here are some of the Irish men that I think will try and fight the lion.
Okay.
And that's brain, how we'll close man. This out. Of course, first up, Brian McFadden.
Yes.
Because that's just what he's in the business
face
of.
Face to face.
Van Morrison, because I feel like he's a kind of scrappy guy.
I feel like
he's always causing trouble. Bertie Ahern, because like he would prefer tigers more. variety. And finally, my brother.
Yes.
I feel like he would really try
totally
and take
would.
That lion on. So...
I do think we have to do a guest show one day where it's Michael as the fourth presenter on the show.
I thought of a new one, by the way. Lion Nace.
Lion Nace! Very good.
Here's Raven Lanay. This is Love Me Not. That's a bit... Justin Bieber and Daisies. This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 10 o'clock this morning with Makeda Hayes. You can get your naughties fixed. The Naughty Threesome on the way with loads of throwbacks. For now, though, you're stuck with us for
you
the
are
next
stuck
while.
With us. Sorry about
that. Okay.
And we did just kind of have a little chat about Christmas and whether we were going to be buying into it, whether we were going to be negative, whether we were going to be pro. I think it's good for now to be pro because there is one thing about Christmas that I love. And it's getting to that time of the year where they're going to be around. It's the Christmas sandwiches.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Now, this is a kind of a delicacy that every sandwich place seems to do, but for some reason they never ever ever make enough. I went down to Boxed last year, right? It was one of my favourite Christmas sandwiches, and it was down there by the Dropping Well, and I said, have you any Christmas sandwiches left? And they were like, yeah, you're in luck, we've one left.
What?
It was 10 to 11.
What?
10 to 11.
In the morning?
So, in the morning.
And was this kind of like at a time when they just started doing them and it was like everyone's going to want them?
I think it was like a week after.
It was
bizarre. I went to another place in Balls Bridge. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Shooters or something like that.
Juniors, no?
Juniors, thank you. Juniors. And they do a Christmas sandwich there. It's class. But I'm looking for something a little bit different this year. And I'm actually salivating at the thought of it. Because I seen some guy make a video, I think it was in Crewe actually, of a Christmas sandwich that they're doing. And it came with gravy.
For dipping.
For dipping.
Oh, hello.
Yes. I think that was a bit of a trend I saw in a few spots
now,
last year.
That's what I'm looking
good.
For. Because
that's fantastic
yesterday
idea.
For my lunch, and or for my dinner, sorry, I got a KFC. And Shout along out. With the dinner, I got a gravy.
Yeah, gravy.
And for the entire thing, I was just pouring over the gravy. Oh, it was class.
KFC gravy is fantastic.
It really is.
And also, throwing it out there, the mashed potatoes from there.
Yeah, savage.
Bloody lovely as well.
But we're not here to talk about KFC. We're here to talk about gravy on your Christmas sandwiches.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if you have the best place that does a Christmas sandwich. I'm looking this year for gravy. Now, every year I kind of go through my favourites and I kind of rank them and I kind of do a little tour of Dublin and my favourite Christmas sandwiches. My housemate said to me last night, he said, it's the most bizarre thing about you. And I was like, what? And he was like, because you're such a plain eater, but you go to all over Dublin to find these Christmas sandwiches. And he was like, and you don't care what's in them. I was like, oh no, I specifically don't ask what's in them. Because if I know what's in them, I'm not going to eat them.
Yeah, yes. That's actually a really good idea.
Like the one in Junior's has something odd in it, like cabbage or something.
Oh, maybe it has like sprouts, like crispy sprouts.
Yeah,
or
I don't
something.
Know, has something in it.
No, you're better off not knowing.
But you're better off not knowing because it's just class.
You just know it's always going to taste like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like when you take a bite
it's
in.
So,
and
so
you don't
good.
Need to Do know how the sausage gets made.
Sets you up for Christmas.
It does. It definitely gets me in the mood. There is Greenville in Rathmines. And I know, sorry, I'm only mentioning like Dublin 6 and Dublin 4 areas, but that is just where I live. So if there is a place north side, I'm happy to go there. I'm happy to go out west. I'm happy to go anywhere. I will go miles for these Christmas sandwiches if you say it's good.
You must know the lady. Do you remember she was going viral last year? I think she might have been from Derry, and they ran a chipper up there, and they did like the Christmas chipper, and it was like chips, and it had all the like Christmas meat on top.
Savage.
And it had stuffing and a bit. She was like, it was like a viral clip. She was like, some people get with cranberry, some people get without. I wasn't ready to do that.
No, you weren't.
So that wasn't good. but and then it has gravy all over it. I'll send you.
Oh, okay,
so
please
good.
Do gravy chips. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah,
cranberry
so good. So that's what I'm looking for. So if you know anywhere, please let me know. I'm looking for gravy. They do it in Greenville. They do like give you a little dipping sauce, but it's not gravy. Okay.
Okay, is it just gravy adjacent?
This year, it's the gravy year.
Dave, they're coming in already.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, people are passionate about Christmas sandwiches.
But like, I remember I did this before about like breakfast rolls and I got sent to Declan and Donald's.
Yes.
And it was just
so
savage. Like, it was
okay.
So, there was another place on Kevin Street. I'll go anywhere.
This place sounds phenomenal just from the name of it. Barry and Brown in
Ooh.
Carrick Mines.
Okay.
Their festive feast specifically Ooh. Is amazing.
That's what
that's
I'm talking
according
about.
To Sinead. And Carved in Balls Bridge. That is from Steve. He literally just said, carved in Balls Bridge, just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Great sandwich.
No,
and
now.
Another carved in there
I think
as
that's
well,
Nike's
John
slogan.
Still, famously taken that one.
By carved.
Surely, by the sounds of it, the North Side has no good sandwiches.
Oh.
And I'm a North Sider for life.
There was one in Raheny last year that looked unreal. So yeah, I'll go literally anywhere, but I just need your help, so I need your suggestions. And I will rank them by the end of the year at the best
Dave
Christmas
ranks.
Sandwich.
Dave ranks Christmas sandwiches.
It writes itself.
Yeah, I know.
And bring in one of each of them for us all to have
I'm
a
not
try.
The gastro gaze now. I don't have that kind of budget.
Come
you know?
On, we'll pay.
That's
Aren't
exciting,
we?
Dave.
Daddy Spin.
Daddy Spin.
The Spin Doctor.
Daddy Spin.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with absolutely no hints or clues, we're going to do our very best to guess your name this morning on the show. And if we guess it correctly, you will be rewarded for having that name.
Hey, it sounds crazy, right?
We should be rewarded.
I know.
We get nothing. In fairness, it is a fantastic feeling when we get it right, and I have a good feeling about today.
Mm-hmm. 18 IMC Cinema passes for the taking. What's going to happen here is we're going to remove our headphones. You listening, you're going to hear the voice notes of the people we're about to speak to, and you'll know what their name is. Then we'll throw our headphones back on and we'll give it a lash. So,
fun.
Should we kick this off? Headphones
yes.
Let's
off
do it. Headphones off.
My name is Chloe.
Player one, let's get it done.
How are you, player one?
I'm good. How are you?
Not
good,
too bad.
Thank you. Okay, let's try and guess your name and let's try and guess it correctly. I'll kick this
Perfect.
Off. I just got a text from my friend with this name, so let's go with that. Player one, is your name Paula?
That's not my name.
Oh.
That's a good one, though.
All right, player one, we just had someone from tech come into our building or into our studio, so I'm going to give them their name. Is your name, player one, Orla?
That's not my name.
Oh, that's what I was going to do. And I thought I was so smart. Okay. Player one, is your name Neve?
That's
Good name.
That's not my name.
Not good enough.
All right, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Chloe.
Your name Chloe. Is Chloe. A lovely
beautiful
name.
Beautiful name. Not one of the
sorry, ones. We couldn't thank guess you. It, Chloe. Have a great day.
Bye,
thanks, Chloe.
Chloe.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, headphones off in the room again.
Headphones
then.
Off.
Hello, my name is Lee.
Player two, who are you?
Hi, player two.
Hello.
Hello. Ooh. All right, here we go. Let's start it off. Player two, is your name Gavin?
Wow.
That's not my name.
Strong name, though. Player two, is your name Mark?
No, that's not my name.
Mark was a good shout.
Player two, is your name Sean?
No, that's not my name.
I was starting to really think, I don't know.
Yeah. So weird. I felt like a one-syllable thing.
Yeah, what are you saying? What's your name?
Do you want me to tell you my name?
Yeah,
yes,
reveal
please.
Yourself, player two. What's your name?
My name is Lee.
Lee!
So it was one syllable. Sure. We don't get many Lees.
Lee's a great name, aren't
you? Do you know
like?
What? I should have been able to tell because you seemed real showbiz when you had that. And I was like, oh, I can tell he's probably got a name we haven't guessed before. And still I went for Mark. So that is very much on me. I'm sorry, Lee.
Player two, or Lee, as
no
you're
problem.
More famously known, have a fantastic day.
Bye.
I actually love the name Lee for a girl as well. There's a girl on maths. I'm
a friend called Lee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I used to work with a girl called Lee.
L-E-I-G-H.
Oh, very good.
Lovely.
Oh, very nice. Good. This girl's nice. Just called L-E-E.
But oh, really? That's even cooler.
Less imaginative, but whatever. Yeah. Not shout out to her parents.
Okay, final time this morning. Let's take our headphones off.
Headphones off.
Hi, my name is Carl.
Player three, talk to me. Well, not me, but the guy.
Yeah, very good.
Hi, player three.
That is not my name.
Very good. He's a comedian. He's a comedian, our player three, isn't he? All right, player three, keep that in mind. If we don't get your name correct, that is what you say. That is not my name. Here we go. We're going to try and guess it.
That was very, very good. Player three, is your name Craig?
That is not my name.
All right, player three, is your name Ian?
That is not my name.
All right, player three, here we go. Is your name
go on.
Brian?
That is not my name.
Player three, reveal yourself, you comedian.
My name is Carl.
Your name Carl. Is Carl. I guessed Carl earlier on.
Oh my God, Big Day. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I guessed Gavin, sorry.
Big day for the one syllables, though.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Thanks,
you tickled
Carl.
Us this morning.
Have a great day.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye. Grace. Unsuccessful.
Great fail. We'll get them next week.
Will we?
No, Fiona's off.
Oh yeah, because I'm the glue that holds this all together.
Here's Khaki Kids. This is Date Night and Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it's the part of the show where I kind of just say something for a few minutes and then we end the show. And it's usually something I've been thinking about. It's usually something that I quickly look on Instagram before this starts and said, oh God, okay, I better talk about this. But I actually have something quite important today for Fiona's final thoughts. It's a call out. I'm looking for a man from Drogheda. So,
you might know this guy though.
So me and my partner, Dwayne, were at his sister's 21st birthday party in Drogheda on Saturday night.
Oh yeah, I meant to ask you how that went.
It was so fun. It was so glam. Oh my God, like the decorations were more opulent than they will be for my wedding. And it was in a place called, I think it's called Marcy's. Do you know? It's like a hotel. It's like changed name loads of years. But
oh,
it's like,
it was on West Street.
Maybe.
Potentially a new place, yeah.
Yeah, and they were saying it's been a hotel for years, but
yes,
it's got a new name.
It was
name
like
now.
West 49th Street or something
like that. Something like that. So we parked in this car park, Drogheda Town Centre car park.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I know exactly. It's beside the court.
Yeah, and there's a few different like entrances and exits into it because I was like, I'd rather get on street parking it. Like, that's what I like to do. But this seemed to be the closest place and I was like, grand. And the car park was closing at 11:30, okay? But I was like, how strict are they really with that? We were waiting for the cake to come out and sing happy birthday. She was doing the 21 kisses, all this stuff. And then we get back to the car park at like 11:31. And the car park is closed.
Oh my God.
And I was immediately spiraling. And I was like, I can't do this. I was like, I cannot do this. Like, we're getting married in about 5 minutes. Like, I can't be stuck in Drogheda for the night. And Dwayne was like,
stayed in my parents' house.
I could have. Dwayne was like panicking, looking around. And we just saw the man who had just closed down everything. And Dwayne was like, please, is there any chance like you can let us into the car park? And he was like, he looked at him like as if he was going to say no, but he was like, you're very lucky. I'll let you in. And he opened back up everything for us. So if you know a man who works in Drogheda Town Centre car park and he's kind of has grey hair and he was very nice, can you please tell me his name? Because I want to send him something. This is why we should have cash on us. Like, I was like, I can't believe I can't even give him anything.
Yeah.
He opened back up everything for us.
That's
like,
very nice.
You know, turned off the alarms and all. And I
shout
just,
out to him. Let's find this man.
For me and Hosier, I would like to say thank you.
This one's
so
for you,
much.
Car park man.
Car park man, yeah. You are a very sweet man.
You're a legend, brother. So please identify yourself.
This is Spin. Here's Hosier's Too Sweet.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.